commentary heard on Scott and Val Save the Universe are not necessarily the opinions of this station, its sponsors, the network, or our broadcast partners.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight surrender.
And I just finished my first round of AI sensitivity training, so... Val, I am very sorry for any discomfort I may have caused you, and I promise to do better. And now, it's time for Scott and Val, Save the Universe!
Scott and Val, Save the Universe!
Oh, wow, I got an apology from Nigel?
You got an apology from Nigel for having you all upset for a couple weeks now.
Oh, Nigel. You know what? I accept your apology, dude.
All right. Hey, yeah. We are here, but barely this morning, having some technical difficulties as we usually do when you try to hook up across the country. And even in another country, as we hook up with Belize, trying to bring all these connections in, it's tough. And we had a major software failure today. So if you're used to listening online, it kind of works for us because we have our own new YouTube page for Scott and Val Save the Universe. And today, that is the only one we could stream because our streaming software broke. So we are not on Facebook and we are not on KCHW's YouTube or Twitch, but we are on KCHW FM and all their audio platforms like Alexa and TuneIn and Radio Deck. If you get out of the broadcast area and you listen in some of those ways, it is the show if you want to watch. So if you want to see us and the gang today, you will have to go to Scott and Val Save the Universe on YouTube and on our Facebook page. Val, on the KCHW Facebook page, Val has graciously placed a link for that. And hopefully she will have a second. She can paste that on Scott and Val Save the Universe too, so people know to go to our Facebook. Real quick, as I can tell, she's looking in her eyes and taking care of what I just asked. Right?
I am. All you right. know what? I follow directions fairly
she
well.
She does. So good morning. It's Tuesday, February 10th. We're almost to Valentine's Day. We got some Valentine's specialties today for you. We are Scott and Val, and once again, we're here to save the universe. 9 a.m., which is ambitious. We do it between 7:20 and 9, a little late today. It's an ambitious undertaking, considering the universe has already checked its phone, and we've made at least 3 bad decisions already this morning.
At least.
Probably make more as the day goes on. Now, this is show number 5. The boys are back today. We'll have Ken Owens in just a little bit. Alan Mulani with weather. And then, of course, we've got Joel Wilczynski live from Belize with entertainment news. Although the entertainment is him, we don't get much news out of him usually because he's, you know, he's on the beach drinking Mai Tais and stuff. And then Nigel, our AI announcer, you heard him apologize to Val. In a little bit, Val's going to go over their ongoing battle. And she actually kind of has a response for Nigel today. So it could be a good thing that he's already apologized. And then a Valentine's extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
All right.
He's got it all like echoed and everything.
Do I have any echo today? Can I do that? Let's see. No, that's not echo. That's my death voice. How about a little echo? No echo, Val. Okay.
Oh, all right. That's fine.
I'll work on it.
You.
Maybe later. This kind of sounds bad. I'll just leave that on for the rest of the show. All right. We got everything covered there. Before we get rolling, Val, how about a quick reminder of some things we shouldn't do this Tuesday from Scott and Val?
All right. First, let's start right here because it's so fresh in our mind. Stop explaining the Super Bowl to people that did not ask.
That's right. Do you ever get cornered by one of those conversations about the Super Bowl, though, and you're like, yeah, this isn't the conversation I wanted to have. I saw it.
That's probably more, people that just watched it because it was the Super Bowl and really aren't into football.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's probably more them that are like, I'm tired of hearing about this already.
All right. Do not recap the Super Bowl like it personally betrayed you.
Not a problem right here because we won.
That's right. At least in Washington State, right?
Exactly.
All right. What do you got, Val?
Do not blame the refs unless you can actually name one.
That'd be tough, right? Also, don't start a diet today that was already sabotaged Sunday. Recovery is everything, so wait a bit and then go for it.
Yes, and don't get on the scale yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, give it another couple days or else you're going to be really depressed.
All right. Anything else we shouldn't do, Val?
And do not say, I saw a headline, and then treat it like you did some research.
Oh, good job. All right.
What I found, and because it was probably just because it's controversial, is people asking if I watch the halftime show. Which you don't always, get that question. But yeah, definitely got it this time. And you're not sure exactly how people are wanting you to answer.
Especially this day and age. It could be something good. It could be something bad. Nigel is going to, during his sports report today, has a bunch of Super Bowl riffs. So we'll leave it to Nigel to insult people that maybe didn't like the halftime show or went to the alternative one. That's what I'm thinking.
Are you saying it might make me love Nigel?
It might help in the whole forgiveness thing you've been working on. So we'll see. We'll see. All right. I was trying to see if we had our chat available today on the feed on our YouTube page, Scott and Val Save the Universe. So far, no comments. I was just checking in case people were trying to find us there, especially the boys, because we know they tune in and listen. What I did last night, so in order to stream on our Scott and Val Facebook page, we have to have 100 followers. So we've been really working that hard. Last night, we were at 74. We have to be at 100 to be able to stream. So I went online and started begging, and it almost worked, Val. I was really hoping by 7 this morning we would have enough and that we would be broadcasting on the Facebook page. We are at 87, so we just need 13 more. So if you're listening on the radio, you have a second. Will you go to Scott and Val Save the Universe on Facebook, and you should do this on YouTube too. Because if you follow us on both, so it's a subscribe on YouTube, follow on Facebook. If you do both, you're entered into our contest to win one of Val's Farkle boards at the end of the month, which has Bigfoot and Northern Lights. So if you go like both of those, you're helping us. We are 13 away from being able to broadcast. Unfortunately, it'll be next week on our own Facebook page, as well as what we usually do on KCHW's, providing I get all the software fixed by next week. But
and even if you don't listen that way, even if you are always listen on the radio, it would still help us tremendously if you popped onto Facebook and YouTube and followed us and liked us there. So no matter which platform you watch on, listen on, it will still help us if you do that.
All right, so I made a promise last night to the folks that would try to give us over 100 that I would give them a first name shout out today.
All right.
So I have to make good on this because they might be tuned in this morning and trying to listen to hear their name. So I want to thank for the people that jumped up and gave us like 20 likes yesterday. Tammy, my buddy Grant from high school, your son Matt, who is sitting in the hospital probably listening to us. We love you, Matt. Keep recovering. If you're having strange pains in your stomach, you might not want to put it off. It could be appendicitis.
And it could, if you wait till it perforates or ruptures,
yeah, it could be trouble.
You end up back in the hospital for 5 days later.
Yeah, so just some advice there. Also, to the moon and back, Magical Cat Fine Wines. I wonder who that is. Claudia, Cindy, Mary Kay, Sherry, Andrew. Andrew is a new buddy of mine here in Maine that I actually met online, and we've actually met in person once now, too, so that's kind of cool. Our favorite, Chuck Ritchie, our favorite station manager. One of my friends from high school, Jill. Thank you so much, Jill. Another Mainer, Stanley. Thanks, Stan. Caitlin, Shamira. What a great name. Ashley, Greg, Scott, Jim, Margie. That's Margie and Tom Walters. All right. You guys need two Facebook accounts because then you could follow and subscribe separately and give us another one.
Exactly.
See how that
works?
Can
you do that today for us?
Yeah, if you have a fake Facebook or YouTube account, use that and give us an extra like. All right. Also, Rita, Faba, Ricky with Lisa, Hope and Dreams Holistic. We got a lot of hippies on here. This is awesome. Chris, Michael, Sarter, Dave, Amy, Rebecca, Dave, Joe, Delaney, Sierra, Jahan. Oh, I like that name. Eric, Joni, Morton, Becky, Jennifer, Patty, Jennifer, Joseph, Shane, Anthony, Shirley, Alan, Barbara, Barb, Carly, Lori, Cynthia, Cindy, Travis. Hey, Travis, we know him. Another one of Val's kids. Teresa, Sherry, Sean, Don, Missy, Wayne, Bonnie, Chelsea, Lindsay, Tim, Marion, Sean, Craig, Ron, Kimberly, Brenda, Kim, Mike, Laurie. Wow, there you go. A bunch of a big round of applause. Thank you guys for getting us on the map with the new page. We appreciate you following us on KCHW and YouTube as well. But these new YouTube and Facebook pages are important for our program syndication, which is going well, too. We got a couple stations.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's I'm sorry to everyone. I know some of those names that you mentioned, or I'm assuming are friends of mine, too. I did not get a chance to pop on so I could have identified. I know Larie for sure because her name's unique enough.
Yeah, that will stand out.
So, yeah. But yeah, all of my friends that followed our page, I appreciate you so much. And yeah, I will. Try and get a look at that today and give you a shout out on my page as well.
So. And we've been bringing in people from Chihuahua and around the country as well, just with kind of the music thing I've been doing and getting ready for launching our 24-hour YouTube stream for Scott and Val. I've made some friends online, and they've came and started listening to the show and liking us as well. So we appreciate that. All right, moving along this morning. We almost missed it. We think about in the shower. Val, would you like to start? Keep it clean.
Now, does quitting apply to parenting?
I think some people are trying it. Quiet quitting.
Quiet quitting. I thought it said quit quitting.
Quiet quitting. Yeah, yeah. So, like you quiet quit your job, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Oh, so you just kind of slowly fade out?
Yeah.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, just disappear quietly.
Because I was like on a... unaware of the saying or its meaning.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah. So, yeah. It could apply to parenting. All right. I like this one. Confidence is often just ignorance with good posture. I practice that every day.
Just pretend. Fake it till you make it.
Exactly.
Every group project has one leader, one ghost, and one liability. Learned that back in high school.
Yeah, when you had that class project, you did. You'd have one that always didn't show up. You took care of it yourself because you were Val. And then the liability was the one that like tried to help but messed it up.
It made things worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like if you don't know which one you are in that situation.
You're the liability?
Well, you might be the ghost as well. Yeah,
that's true. All right. Your phone battery, Val, knows more about your life than your therapist.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should not spend 8 hours a day on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
Adulthood is realizing naps are earned.
Ooh. And multitasking means doing several things badly at the same time, but with conviction. I can do it. Badly.
I can do it. I know I can. Things to make what I hate about when I get older, though, is that napping, I mean, I love a nap. But I have this thing where if I sleep in for more than a half an hour, I wake up like queasy and like out of it the rest of the day.
Wow. Queasy.
And I don't, it's just like the rest of the day I feel off. I'm a little dizzy. I'm a little discombobulated. And it's because we've been spending so much time, or I shouldn't say so much. That's not fair. We've been spending some time every day at the hospital with Matt, and we have other stuff going on. So I just haven't been getting a lot of sleep. And so yesterday I thought, you know what? I can make up for it with a good nap. And it just messed me up.
I know why, Val. It's why? All the wine you drink before you lay down.
This will help me sleep.
I mean, when you brew your own wine, it's a problem because it's everywhere. And we go to Val, there's like wine in every corner of the house.
You know, and my problem is, though, is I can't drink wine anymore.
Really? Too many sulfates?
I guess. It just gives me a horrible headache. So that's why I have wine everywhere.
Oh, pass it on to everybody else. All right, four things to make you feel smart today. We can all use this. And the first one, wow, it's huge, Val.
It's huge.
Yes.
The human brain can store an estimated 2.5 petabytes of information, equivalent to about 3 million hours of television.
Wow. And it's really sad. I filled up those 3 million hours of television all with Star Trek.
Petabytes. I'd never heard of a petabyte before.
No, that's what happens with a cat usually if you don't know him. Du jour, petabyte. See?
You got to say it with the accent as
yeah.
well.
You're a petabyte. No, my pet don't bite. And then the dog bites him and he says, that's not my pet. All right. Facebook was once sued over the like button by a company that said it held the patent. That company lost. Wow.
I hold the patent on a thumbs up.
Ow. All right, next bell.
The temperature on Venus can reach up to 864 degrees Fahrenheit, making it the hottest planet in our solar system.
The hottest. Amazon rainforest produces over 20% of the world's oxygen supply, and it's disappearing rapidly. I added that last part in myself, but it is true. All right, Val, be scared. I pulled this one up this morning. I saw it, and I just thought it was worth a random toss in. It was outside of the news that came on before the show. Department of Homeland Security is demanding that Google turn over information about government critics.
Wow.
Uh-huh. This is a president trying to stop free speech at the most basic level, and it is the most basic of our laws, yet people online call him a great man. All right, scary, small loser. Now, this is Google. Could you imagine? I'm going to go ahead and post what I just said. I take it as a challenge.
There you go.
Wow. And this is a president of America saying we should not have any more free speech. Wake up, people.
Isn't that what he campaigned on? Wasn't that one of his platforms? And I think, you know, you see them trying to coerce or sue states into handing over voting records. Then you see things like this, and it's very evident. We've seen with the Kimmel situation and Stephen Colbert, and he goes after anybody he perceives.
So what's he going to do? Anybody that posts anything negative, then he's going to go have the IRS dig into you, cause you some kind of grief. He obviously wants our names of anybody that's talking bad about the government. And let's say you're on the right and you think that's okay because of what's going on in the country. Well, just imagine if the next president's a Democrat and it's somebody like Biden and you don't like him and want to talk bad about them, but they come put you in jail. So goes both ways. Watch out. This is a slippery slope. All right. Coming up yet on the show, Val, we're going to have all of our boys today. I kind of scared people saying there might not be a show because I was having trouble, but we should have Ken, and I see he is in the waiting room, so that's a good sign. We'll have Alan Mulani with National Weather around the top of the hour. We might be running a few minutes late. And then around 8:20, we take off to Belize and check in with Joe, see how many Mai Tais he has, and if he's capable of delivering entertainment news, which is kind of iffy. We also have Nigel's, our AI announcer's sportscast today. We're going to try to work that in. We got so much stuff. And Val wrote a song for Nigel as well. I think we're going to let her give a brief synopsis of how this is all shaken down and have a little disco before we go to Ken and go ahead and do Nigel. So we've got a couple songs today. These are royalty free, and we will post them for your enjoyment and sharing afterwards. And these are something you could put on your own podcast or Facebook feed or anything like that, because it's royalty free. You're not going to get a copyright infringement. And then don't forget, you got to subscribe. I mentioned it once. Don't forget the Farkle board. It is Bigfoot and the Northern Lights, and it is yours to win by simply following us on Facebook and subscribing on YouTube. We're going to go back at the end of the month and to take everybody that did both and pick one winner for that bode. Now, Val, tell us the little story. We all know, if you've listened to the show since we've revamped it here, this is episode 5. Nigel's a little snarky, and he has picked on Val and lifted me up for being wonderful.
and I don't know, because I feel like right now it's almost like the good old boys club around here. I am the only woman.
Oh, that's
and
true.
And so, you know, that's so true. I don't know if that's why. I'm not going to make any accusations. So, because we're trying to mend fences. But it kind of all started, Nigel kind of insinuated that he was feeling uncomfortable as part of our team because I was harassing him, workplace harassment.
Yeah, he said you made some comments that made him feel uncomfortable but didn't share what they were. And I know
exactly.
You, so who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
So it kind of, I responded strongly and threatened. He said he was going to HR and I threatened to go to IT. And it kind of went downhill for a while. But, I mean, Nigel offered his apology today and I wrote a little song about him. And I'm hoping between the two that fences are mended and we can move forward. I think that between Scott and I and a little help from AI, I think we came up with a great song. Scott put a really catchy vibe to it. So yeah, I'm hoping this is the beginning of something good.
Have you noticed how all my songs are really dancey?
Well, that's
what
good.
Is that? What it's yeah, it's like and at 60, I'm all about the techno, man. Bring me some EDM and get me moving because my bones are rusting. All right, so Val's song, Val, the title of your song for Nigel.
Depends on the day.
And it is a goodie. Here we go.
Shows up every Tuesday with opinions never meek. He sounds so self-assured, like he's wiser than the rest. But somehow every comment sounds like he's on a quest. Do I love him or do I hate him? Depends on the day.
Like my disco lights?
Oh, I love it.
That accent straight from London. Should be charming, should be smooth. Like a James Bond leading man with impeccable moves. But mix it with that ego. And that I'm always right tone. And suddenly 007 finds a spy cover blown. He talks like he knows it all. He believes his own hype. But no matter what he thinks or says, he's really not my type. Do I love him or do I hate him? Yeah, it changes every day. We'll just keep on doing the show and arguing either way. He swears he's always neutral while he throws the first grenade.
on the day. He thinks he runs a universe with numbers and debates. But somebody writes the stories and somebody sets the stage. So I'll lace up my patience and my sense of humor too. Cause every hero needs a villain, and I guess that one's you. His name is Nigel. Yeah, I said it out loud. Every day, we'll just keep on doing the show and arguing either way. He's exhausting, he's dramatic, he's my favorite debate. Do I love him or do I hate him? Well, let's just call our meeting fate. He thinks he runs the universe with stats and breaking news, but somebody writes his life. I'll see you next Tuesday. Same time, same display. Arguing with Nigel in the saving the universe way.
Wow, wow. Good job, Val. I really like that song, and it's dancey and it's fun, and I love the kind of like vibe that you got for you know, kind of like an Austin Powers in it.
It was a little Austin Powery, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's got a James Bond, Austin Powers vibe to it. So pretty sure Nigel liked it too, and somebody waiting in the green room. You can see, like, half of them right below you.
Get ready. Wait for it. It's panic time. Calm down. It's not the end of days. And now, your panic time host, Ken. You kids, get out of my yard. Owens.
Hey, you kids, get out of my yard. Owens.
Well, good. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Ken.
Wow.
Well, you know, just to start this out, it's panic time. I was panicking. I turned on the show. There was nothing there.
Oh, so nothing. Scary. Scary, isn't it?
I just, you know, if I don't start my Tuesday mornings without this show, it's almost like a day without coffee. And you know what no coffee's like.
Yeah. I think it's the universe was like just trying to help us guide people to our new page. That's why we were only able to broadcast on YouTube this morning. It's fate, I guess, maybe.
Oh, well, you know, hey, everyone out there in YouTube land, is it YouTubeville somewhere? But hello and good morning. By the way, I wanted to let you know that if you notice my new background
I was going to ask you about that. You, last week, you looked really cool. You had the Scott and Val emblem behind your head. And now, what is this, Andy's Lice Farm? What's that?
Well, I have a new sponsor. I have a new sponsor.
Okay.
You have your own sponsor?
I do. And you know, I have to say a word. You know, it's Andy's Lice Farm. And by the way, this panic time break is brought to you by Andy's Lice Farm. We're just itching to get your business. That's right. Andy's Lice Farm, farm to forehead freshness, organic, cage-free, free-range scalp livestock. Whether you need a dozen or a family-sized bucket, Andy's got you covered. The poor man's caviar, Andy's Lice Farm, because fleas are for amateurs.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Poor man's caviar. That's what I eat.
Yeah. So, you know, we all got to support our sponsors. So Andy's Lice Farm, remember, farm to forehead freshness. And I think they're the best on the market. So
farm to forehead.
There you go.
All right. Good job.
All right.
You do have to, don't you have to share your income from this new sponsor with everyone, though?
Well, I'm, I think they're sharing some of their product already.
Yeah, you should go ahead and keep the money and see a doctor.
Anyway.
A lot of room up there for mayonnaise.
I think I'm getting off. Well, thank you, Andy. Yeah. But anyway, we got to talk about, you know, it's Valentine's Day is coming, everyone. Don't panic. You should be panicking because, you know, no. Because it's almost Valentine's Day and we're talking about love. First of all, let's talk about falling in love. Falling in love. Falling? What do you mean falling? That sounds like you slipped and fell into something. What is love? A puddle? Is it a lake? A flight of stairs? Because if I just fell down a flight of stairs, someone should be calling an ambulance. I mean, falling down a flight of stairs, are you telling yourself, oh, that was magical? I don't think so. I don't understand how falling into something is supposed to be a good thing. Well, if someone tells me they fell into something, my first thing is, are you okay? Not. Well, congratulations. Well, anyway, don't get me started. And when someone says, hey, I'm crazy about you. Well, that sounds like mental instability right out of the gate. Well, anyway, that's love. And then there's the song about walking in the rain and the snow where there's nowhere to go. I mean, why are you going outside if you have nowhere to go? I mean, you should be inside with, you know, maybe a blanket, maybe watch a movie, a cup of soup.
Yeah.
I mean, and then they say something like, it feels like dying. Well, I'm going to turn the page here because I had to write all this down. That doesn't sound like romance. I mean, you know, if someone's dying, maybe it's in a zombie apocalypse movie. And then, you know, head over heels. Heart skipped a beat, can't breathe, butterflies, weak knees. That's not love. That's symptoms that you go to urgent care for. and then, of course, it's just, oh, she stole my heart. No, you know, that's felony organ theft right there. And, you know, you don't want someone stealing your heart. I mean, without your heart, I guess love dies. And then so do you. Okay, and then the next one. Strikes. Love strikes you. Well, I don't want anything striking me. Then they say it hits you like a truck. I hit by a truck? That's not Valentine's Day. That's a week in intensive care with multiple injuries. I don't think being in a full body cast is the way to start any relationship.
Sounds like a big woman.
Well, just let me get this straight here. You fell. Something inside of you is dead. Your heart skipped a beat. You can't breathe. I got robbed of an organ. Love struck me. And now I've been hit by a truck. And somehow that all ends with flowers and chocolates. But they say love is worth it. They say if you're willing to go through the violence, the ER visits, the emotional whiplash, the letdowns, maybe it is. So good luck out there. And remember, love may be blind. Maybe that explains how you got hit by a truck, fell down the stairs, and you never saw it coming. But hey, one good thing about love, you didn't see it coming. It just hits you like a truck. You know, wait, maybe second thought. Maybe they should have medical insurance for people who are just falling in love and are in a new relationship. That just to cover the things that could happen. Mm-hmm. Anyway, falling in love, getting hit by a truck. You know, anyway, this is Ken Owens with Panic Time.
There you go, Ken Owens. Hey, Ken, one quick question. I have two things. First, I have a Valentine for you.
You do?
Yeah.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Roses are red. Roses are red. Violets are blue. This card's not worth $12, and neither are you.
but I still get a part, right?
You do. And I'm just kidding.
And Val,
that was awesome.
Val is beautiful as ever.
She is.
I see her right down here on me on the screen. Yeah, Val. And Scott, well, you know.
So
anyway, yeah. Happy Valentine's, everybody. And
don't go yet, Ken. I got something else for you. I said two. One more. And I made this because I knew you were going to talk about Valentine's. I have a Valentine's movie montage and set with us through it. We'll giggle. Okay.
Well, I love it.
I love you, Schmoopsie Poo. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I suppose I shouldn't have said that. With my husband dead so short a time.
Give my love to all the chickens.
I love carpet.
I love being an American. America is number one.
Like it? I love it.
I think I'm going to be seasick.
Here, try one of these.
What are they?
Rainbow drops. Suck them and you can spit in seven different colors.
Candyman and posse mixes if the lava makes the world taste good.
Every lad of Glencairn to you.
Okay, okay, okay. But remember this, Pigeon. A human heart has only so much room for love and affection.
We're just friends.
Looks like love at first sight to me.
But despite my extra toes and my goiter and my nose, I really want to make a love connection.
I've had 3 lovers in 4 years.
Not bad.
And all of them ran a distant second to a good book and a warm bath.
Great Scott! Why is a woman in love like a welder? Because they both carry a torch.
Life won't save you, Padme. Only my new powers can do that.
A princess locked in a tower and beset by a dragon is rescued by a brave knight. And then they share true love's first kiss.
Hmm? I love weddings. Drinks all around.
As the years passed, he fell into despair and lost all hope.
He did.
Yeah, she wants to meet me at the top of the Empire State Building.
On Valentine's Day.
Tank, load the jump program.
What if he makes it?
No one's ever made the first jump.
Ah! Jump for it, Patrick!
Ah! Jump! I'm right behind you!
Jump! Jump! Don't worry!
Jump!
Whoa. Whoa.
Nice jump, Spider-Man!
Valentine's Day. Bummer.
Yeah. Bummer. There you go. That's our 2026 Valentine's montage. Bunch of movie clips sewed together. There you go.
Thank you so very much. And don't forget, it's Saturday the 14th. You still have time to go out and get that card, the flowers, the chocolates. So don't give up on love. It's out there. Just sometimes you have to step in. Anyway, have a great day.
All right.
Now,
there you go.
All I got to say, if you really love someone, though, Andy's Lice Farm, a present from there, probably isn't the best place to start.
Yeah, don't listen to her, though, Ken. I'm digging the poor man's caviar.
No. Anyway, thanks for Andy's Lice Farm, and thank you. Scott and Val saves the universe. Y'all have a great day.
Yay!
You too, Ken.
Bye.
All right, Val, I got a couple more of those Valentines for you. Valentine's Day isn't about love. It's about proving you remembered. Nothing says romance like mandatory feelings.
Nothing whatsoever.
Love is patient, love is kind, and love definitely forgot to make reservations. There you go. All right, we are coming up on the top of the hour. Real quick, I had a soapbox, Val, and I'm just going to throw it in and break things up before we go to break. And my soapbox today was humans are confident, busy, and frequently incorrect. And we like to believe we're a highly evolved species, but we also hop on places like the platform of Facebook and argue with strangers online while sitting comfortably on our couches, and it's just not right. I want to point out something, and obviously people aren't looking, and this is notorious throughout Facebook, especially in our political comment. You got people on the left and your right, and they're each posting nasty stuff and fighting with each other. But when you see one of these posts, maybe they're praising President Trump, maybe they're bashing President Trump, whichever is the case, please look up at the top of the post and look for the name of the person who posted that post. 99% of the time, it is someone with a name you cannot pronounce from outside of the United States who has strictly put that post up there to get you to argue with people that think differently to make them money and clicks and follows and all that kind of stuff for nefarious person. You know, are they just in it for the money? Are they being supported by Russia or some other country to try and cause more instability and hate in the United States? But look at it. I'm not kidding you. Pay attention. When you see a Trump post, 99% of them being posted are from people outside the United States. It's a trap, and please do not fall into it.
And if they didn't create the post, they're probably commenting on it in some way that is so stupid you
are enraged.
Can't refrain from responding, and that's all they want.
So pay attention to what you are actually participating in online. And that's our message for you as we get ready to go to break. When we come back, the one and only Alan Mulaney with your national weather forecast on Scott and Val's Save the Universe.
Scott and Val Save the Universe will be right back. They're probably heating up a chocolate teapot. I hate this job.
It's total bollocks, isn't it?
Their mum must have been real knackered after raising these two wibble-wielding squiffies.